The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving programme. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Hi, Tom here with Vectus Radio's Sports Report. Exciting news this week as Ride Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club have completed their project to build two paddle courts. They're hosting an open day from 1pm until 4pm on Sunday the 6th of July for people to come and try all the sports on offer at the club. In bowls this week, there were no Division 1 fixtures. However, Division 2 bowls were still playing. Camp Hill's A team beat the Cowes Medina C team 69-54. Shanklin C won away against Plessy C. Cowes Medina B won in their game against Sandown B. And finally, Ride Marina B won a close game with Sandown E. Now to cricket, where the festival affected fixtures and player availability, meaning that few fixtures were actually on. Steep Hill beat Ventnor in Division 1 of the Southern Premier League. Now, in youth cricket, it has been a great week for Newport's Isle of Wight Cricket Club as their under-13 side beat Ventnor to retain the under-13 cup. In wider news, it was a great week for English football as the under-21s team held their title as European champions as they beat Germany in an enthralling match on Saturday. It was also an exciting week in Formula 1 as Oscar Piastri finished behind Lando Norris to take home a McLaren 1-2 at the Austrian Grand Prix. This puts them in good stead for the upcoming British Grand Prix, which will happen this Sunday. I'm sure many fans will be hoping for Lewis Hamilton to reach the podium for Ferrari at Silverstone with George Russell and Lando Norris to make a trio of British drivers on the podium. That's all for now. See you next week.